Yeah. Say whatever I want. Just yeah. Pro wrestling.
Just whatever you want, and then plug it. Yeah, at the end.
Where's your name again?
You Funky Sam name? Medina.
Funky Sam Medina.
Yes.
Everybody, this is the FM Machine, the Wolverine, Mr. GMSI himself. I'm sitting at Matt Cross, Mr. MDog420, who's got a lovely beard, speaking with the Funky Cool Man. And we're plugging the Pro Wrestling Nation podcast. We're at Evolve. We're kicking ass, having a great time WrestleMania weekend. Come down, check out the podcast. I know it's going.
Welcome to another exciting, amazing, awesome, stupendous, death-defying, action-packed episode of Pro Wrestling Nation. I, of course, am your host. My name is Funky Sam Medina. I am thrilled and excited to bring you Pro Wrestling Nation, a weekly pro wrestling podcast. We talk about news, results, and you never know who's going to stop by this studio. What's up, people? What's going on? WrestleMania is just around the corner, and I'm so excited for it. And by WrestleMania, I mean NXT TakeOver Dallas. And what's even more exciting about TakeOver Dallas is it falls this year on my birthday. So that's, I mean, I'm not going to be there, but I'm going to watch it on my birthday. And what a better birthday present from the WWE than to watch Shinsuke Nakamura versus Sami Zayn, to watch Finn Balor versus Samoa Joe. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited about WrestleMania weekend. I'm so excited about the Evolve shows, about the Ring of Honor, about the WrestleCon, about hearing all the stories, seeing all the pictures. It's going to be so much fun for everybody involved. I wish I could be there, but I cannot. I cannot be there, but it's going to be an amazing weekend for all the parties involved. And I'm really happy for everybody. It's going to be a great weekend. I was at WrestleMania weekend last year here in the Bay Area, and it was a scene. Trust me. The Super Bowl came not too long after, like almost a year later. So I guess a little while after, because WrestleMania came last year in March, and the Super Bowl came this year in February. And let me tell you something. The Super Bowl is nothing like WrestleMania. Super Bowl City? No, thank you. Give me Suplex City any day of the week. Any day of the week. And Suplex City originated WrestleMania 31 right here in the Bay Area. Suplex City it is, folks. Welcome to Pro Wrestling Nation, where you can find every single week on iTunes, Stitcher, Beyond Pod, the TuneIn Radio app, RedDragonsRadio.com, and of course, Gerwick.net, GERWECK.net, Gerwick.net, your number one source for pro wrestling news. I cannot speak since 1997. One more time. Your number one source for pro wrestling news since 1997. There we go. Got it out. I've been updating you guys every single week on the Gerwick Report podcast, which is available on Gerwick.net also. Teddy Long has taken it upon himself to be part of the show on a regular basis. So if you like Teddy Long, holla holla, why wouldn't you? He's awesome. He's on the Gerwick Report every single week, and he's just talking about what's going on in wrestling, what's on his mind, what he wants to talk about. And trust me, Teddy Long does not hold back. Holla holla, playa playa. Go listen to Teddy Long. Plus, this week they interviewed Sean Waltman. Great interview with Sean Waltman. Go check it out on Gerwick.net. Hey, while you're there, check out Pro Wrestling Nation. But then again, you already are. I have a cool, awesome episode for you guys. I have two awesome guests, courtesy of WWN Live. I have Ethan Page, All Ego. Ethan Page is here to talk WrestleMania weekend in Dallas. Also, a good friend of mine, Mikey Zero. He's been on the show a couple of times before. He was on The Amazing Race. He talks about that a little bit. and he is a part of Mr. Chainsaw Pro Wrestling. And we've talked about that before on the show. And if you haven't ever heard of it or seen it, go check it out. They have a Twitter, they have a Facebook, they have all kinds of cool stuff. They have a Roku channel. We get into that a little bit. I'm like, I don't even have a Roku, and I'm like talking to both these guys about Roku. I'm telling Ethan Page about the WWN Roku, and I'm telling Mikey Zero about the Roku Independent Wrestling Channel. I'm sounding like an expert, you guys. I don't even have a Roku. My cousin does, and the reason why I know this stuff is because I was exploring it once. I'm like, huh, what's on here? Huh, what can I find wrestling-wise? I found the WWN channel. I'm like, hell yeah, WWN Live. And I clicked on it. It's like, buy the pay-per-view, of course, you know. But yeah, so check it out. And if you want to watch all the WWN Live pay-per-views this WrestleMania weekend, you can check them out on WWNLive.com or the Roku channel or the Fight app. So go check them out. I'm going to get in some news and stuff like that when we come back. First, I'm going to go to my conversation that I had with All Ego, Ethan Page. We talk about WWN Live, WrestleMania weekend, and then I'll come back, get in some news, and then we'll kick it over to my conversation with one Mr. Mikey Zero. He is Jesus. He is God. He is All Ego. He is here courtesy of WWN Live. Ladies and gentlemen, Ethan Page. How you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm excited about WrestleMania weekend coming up.
Oh, me too. Very excited.
Yeah, definitely. So, thank you for coming on the show on such short notice. I really appreciate it.
Oh, anytime, man. Trevin let me know that he was about to die or something like that, and they needed someone to fill in, so.
Yeah, he let me know he was about to die, too. He has some severe something, so I hope he makes it to WrestleMania weekend.
I think he will, or he'll be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I think WWN would be in a lot of trouble if he wasn't able to be there. I met him last year, actually, because WrestleMania came to my hometown, the Bay Area out here, and I went out to WWN Live, a couple shows, Evolve shows out there, and I got to meet Trevin in person. It was pretty cool to go out there and experience, you know, WWN and the Evolve experience.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. Last year, I think, was like the real big turnaround for Evolve, and then since then, it's just been on fire.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I remember a few years back, WWE was kind of banning people like Ring of Honor, Evolve, WrestleCon. They were, I don't know if they were actually going through with the bans, but I know they were trying to. I read online and stuff. But like since then, from last year to this year, WWN has kind of, it's like, I guess it can't put into words really. It's like a working relationship that we've never seen before. And it's pretty exciting. There's a lot of good things happening, and we'll get into that a little bit later, but like, you know, what's it like for you the last year just being with Evolve and seeing this stuff, quote unquote, evolve?
it's been like amazing, to be honest. Yeah, it was good wordplay. It's been really amazing, and Evolve's a place that I'm very proud of being and happy to see grow show by show, month by month, and now we're going into new places. Like we have a show in Baltimore coming up, so knowing that it's become successful enough to head into new markets and take risks, and that the fans believe and Gabe and Sal believe in the roster enough to bring crowds in new cities is awesome. I can't wait for WrestleMania weekend and start a new year.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. So how long have you been with Evolve?
My 1 year anniversary. There will be in Dallas.
Okay, I remember last year you came in, and I believed you were brand new coming in, like a new face to the company.
Yeah, that was my first shows for Evolve as one of their contracted talents was WrestleMania weekend.
Wow. I was there the Thursday night show, so I was probably there for your first night in Evolve. Okay.
Yeah, it was an awesome weekend. It was a good experience.
That was a great show. Main event was Drew Galloway versus PJ Black, two guys that were just like tearing it down in the indies. Drew Galloway just won the TNA title.
Yeah, recently, yeah. Just a couple weeks ago, and it's amazing that he's still doing, like, he showed up and did the tag title match in Brooklyn this past weekend as the champion, so it's really cool.
Oh, that's awesome. He brought the TNA belt with him?
I don't know if he brought it to the ring, but he has it with him.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. That's cool. So how long have you been wrestling?
Altogether?
Yeah.
About 10 years.
About 10 years. Wow. And where did you, like, where are you from, and, like, how did you get this love of professional wrestling?
I'm from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, and I've been watching wrestling since I was a kid. And as far as loving it, kind of cliche stuff, like love the roar of the crowd, love the attention, love being able to entertain a group of people. And it mixes both athleticism, violence, and drama all into one. It's the best thing in the world.
Yeah, it definitely is. I think that's kind of like what I fell in love with, just as a fan, just the excitement and just this, everything is possible in professional wrestling. It's just a crazy world.
Exactly. Anything is possible.
Who did you really like when you were a kid growing up in wrestling?
The Rock.
The Rock, nice. And you're kind of a character yourself. You're all ego, and you came into Evolve under the guise of Johnny Gargano, and you ended up turning on him. And is it better for you? Like, do you prefer to work like with an attitude, kind of as a heel, like more so just because of the performance aspect of wrestling?
I kind of am just in a little bit of a being myself thing.
Okay.
Like, it's not really one or the other. I just kind of just go out there as Ethan Page, and whatever the fans choose to take, it's up to them. But with Evolve, like, after turning on Johnny Gargano, I'm kind of trying to, I don't know, I just like not having friends there. So trying to fix that up a little bit and not piss off the dudes that gave me a job. So
yeah, what was that like for you coming in and basically one of your first hot feuds with one of your good friends?
It was great, but also not. Like, I destroyed my body in that I Quit match.
So coming up WrestleMania weekend, Evolve, what do you have going on?
I am wrestling Sami Callihan on the first event. Then I'm not too sure what I'm doing on the second event yet, but I know I have a match with Anthony Nice on the Mercury Rising Super Show for WWN, and I'm most excited for that because I'm just not a fan of Anthony Nice.
Oh, yeah, what is it about him?
Well, he called me fat on the microphone, so I'm a little peeved about that. Like, I don't know, you could talk as much trash as you want, but the minute you start getting a little personal, it's not really cool.
Yeah, you want to bruise the all ego.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. So, coming up WrestleMania weekend, we have all kinds of. How many shows do we have going on this weekend? Like four?
Oh, geez. Well, I know there's a CZW show, a Shimmer show, Kaiju Big Battle. Then you got the two shows for Evolve, and then the Super Show to round off the weekend. So more than four, I think.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. CZW's under WWN Live?
They're doing their iPay-per-view through us this weekend, yeah.
Wow, I was unaware. That's pretty awesome. Let's talk about Kaiju Big Battle for a second. I didn't go to that last year.
Right.
One of my friends did, and he recommended that I go, and I was just like, I don't even know what that is. And I ended up finding some clips of it on YouTube. Not that specific show, but other shows. And it's quite the wrestling event. Would you tell us a little bit about Kaiju Big Battle?
If I knew anything about it, I would gladly tell you about it, but I have no idea what it is.
Oh, really? Well, okay, then if you're around when it happens, I suggest you try to go to it.
Cool.
They have these wrestlers dress up like monsters. Like, you know Power Rangers?
Yep.
Kind of like the bad guys in the Power Rangers.
Oh, that's awesome.
And the ring is filled with these like, buildings, like miniature buildings, so it looks like these monsters are giants.
Okay.
And they just fight each other, and it's crazy and all kinds of
crazy stuff happens.
That's awesome. Well, I'll definitely check it out then.
Last year, I believe Tim Zabisco, Larry Zabisco's son, was one of the big monsters in Kaiju Big Battle.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I know, I'm pretty sure Kota Ibushi's like really into it.
Oh, wow. I bet he is. You want to talk about him for a second? He's coming to Evolve this WrestleMania weekend, and that's a really big deal. He just left New Japan, and, you know, there's speculation he might go here, he might go there. But he's coming to Evolve. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, big six-man tag, so there's no speculation on that. He's excited to do the show, and I'm excited to just watch that one as a fan.
Yeah, definitely. He is. Let me look him up real quick. Do you know what his match is?
Yeah, it's him, Johnny Gargano, and TJ Perkins in a six-man tag against all the European guys. Like, it's Skrull, Tommy End, and Ospreay.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. Yeah, I'm sure Kota Ibushi is going to just tear the house down for WWN Live WrestleMania weekend.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Another big thing was recently William Regal was there.
Yep.
And he had a big announcement. His announcement was that qualifying matches for the Global Cruiserweight Tournament are going to happen during Evolve. Do you know when that's – is that this WrestleMania weekend or is that another time?
No, I think they said Evolve 60. I'm not 100% sure. Like, I don't actually know. I'm not, like, giving any inside news or anything. But I know soon, I would assume. Maybe in May, maybe – June.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Well, the tournament's gonna happen in July, so May, June sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that. And then the fact that they kind of roped Evolve in with the qualifying matches, not only, you know, it's gonna be amazing, but it's gonna be a good platform for Evolve to kind of grow off of as well.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's very cool. I'm not a part of the tournament, but I'm excited to just be around the entire atmosphere, knowing that some guys are going to end up in this big WWE tournament and they're in the same locker room as me, which is cool.
That is pretty awesome. Speaking of the locker room that you're in and the WWE, you know, a lot of the guys stop by. Triple H stops by. William Regal stops by. And who knows WrestleMania weekend who's going to stop by. What's it like having these guys in the locker room?
It's great. It just shows that that Evolve's the place to be, and we have the guys that everyone wants to keep an eye on, which is good because I'm happy to be one of them.
Yeah, definitely. Do they teach you guys a little bit? Because I know, like, Jim Cornette talked about OVW back in the day and whatnot, how they kind of told the guys, hey, this is what they're looking for, and they kind of groom them to be on TV. Are they teaching that, guys? Are they teaching that in Evolve?
Well, Regal's been very hands-on with a lot of the talent. So, like, when people post pictures of him watching the show, he's actually watching it, and he's given me personally some great advice that I'm sure I'll take with me throughout my entire career. So, it's great. It's a great asset for Evolve, too, because their wrestlers get better with every bit of advice from one of the best of all time.
You're absolutely right. I didn't even think about that. I mean, if nobody got signed, you guys would still all walk away better wrestlers.
Exactly, which is better for Evolve.
Yeah, definitely. And then you have the guys like the Johnny Garganos who are kind of going back and forth. Johnny has the best of both worlds right now because he's an NXT roster guy and he can do whatever he wants, you know, on his other days. What do you think about him? Do you think he's going to get signed anytime soon?
I mean, I hope so, but I also don't mind having him around at Evolve, so.
Yeah, yeah. I really hope he does too. He's one of my favorite indie guys, and he deserves it. I really hope that they sign him. He's been doing some really good stuff too in NXT.
Oh yeah.
Are you any plans on visiting NXT or WrestleMania over the weekend? I know you probably don't have time.
No, I'm actually headed home on that Sunday. So.
Okay. Are you booked for anything besides the WWN shows? Are you on WrestleCon or anything like that?
No, just there for Evolve and then the Mercury Rising event.
That's awesome. I love the Super Show. I missed that last year. The main event was Gargano Galloway. But this year it's going to be awesome. They're having that big six-man tag with Kota Ibushi. They're having a Shimmer title match. And they're going all out for WrestleMania weekend, so I'm pretty excited about this stuff happening.
Well, what they're saying is the crowds are going to be bigger than anything ever, so it's going to be the biggest weekend in Evolve history.
You know, you guys really deserve that. And Gabe Sapolsky, He was the mastermind behind the glory days of Ring of Honor. And now he's just, you know, he's behind Evolve and he's behind WWN. He's doing this stuff. And, you know, care to speak on him as a booker for a minute?
He's been great to deal with. I'm actually working on a little video for him right now to really put some extra build into WrestleMania weekend for a couple matches. So I'm really excited about that.
That's amazing. Yeah, he's really the, you know, he's given some of the best talent, you know, that we've ever seen. The CM Punks and the Daniel Bryans and the Samoa Joes and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. So I'm hoping I can be one of those names in the future.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Do you have you had any talks with them, or have you had any tryouts or dark matches?
I went down to WWE once before, but nothing really solidified through that, or they actually recommended that I work with Gabe or Ring of Honor to have some more television experience and work with an experienced booker. So I did exactly what they said, and now I'm in the perfect position. If they want to have me, they can.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, telling people to work with Gabe right now is a really, like, a smart choice for the, you know, for you guys. Like Matt Riddle. I don't know for sure, but I hear Matt Riddle, I hear grumblings that he's a former UFC fighter or former MMA fighter.
Yeah.
And they sent him, WWE told him, hey, go with Gabe and get some exposure.
Well, if that is true and that's what they told him, he's getting great exposure and he's having matches that people really talk about, like him and Chris Hero from this past weekend on Evolve 57. So you can check that out on video on demand and see if WWE was right, if that's even what they said.
Yeah, I've heard that online, but you know the internet these days.
Yeah.
How is he transitioning though? Is he doing really well?
Well, one of my favorite matches I've ever seen live was him versus Tracy Williams from the Style of Battle. So I think he's transitioning very well.
That's amazing. So, are the Evolve shows that are happening for WrestleMania weekend, they're available on iPay-per-view?
Yep. WWNLive.com.
And they also have, I found out recently, WWN Live has its own Roku channel and you can buy the stuff on demand and watch it on your TV, which is amazing.
There you go. That's awesome.
And definitely.
They're with the Fight app, F-I-T-E, I believe. It's an app you can watch online.
So, any predictions for Evolve coming up WrestleMania weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to win all my matches.
Hey, you know what? You're going up against Sami Callihan. He is fresh off his NXT run. His name is hot, and that's really cool that you guys are going to have this match at WrestleMania weekend. It's like, you know, they really put a lot of trust in you, putting you with this guy right now.
And I can't wait to use that opportunity and blow people's minds and, yeah, keep continuing my success and growth.
Cool, man. Well, thank you very much for stopping by. I appreciate talking to you for a little bit. So before we get out of here, go ahead and plug the shows and, again, the website, WWNLive.com, and the shows coming up WrestleMania weekend, and then plug your stuff.
Yeah, for all the shows and tickets in Dallas for WWN, go to morethanmania.com. And I think there's still some tickets available. I know they've got crazy, crazy, crazy amounts of tickets that have sold so far. So look into that. Make sure you get your tickets so you're not in the cold, I guess. Well, even though it's probably not going to be cold in Dallas.
probably not.
Follow me on Twitter at OfficialEgo. All the iPay-per-views are available at WWNLive.com. Shows are stacked, like stacked. Follow Book It Gabe on Twitter. He's like, I guess, the official Evolve and WWN Twitter person. So then there's your chance to get all the updates and stuff like that. And yeah, ProWrestlingTees.com/EthanPage. And that's it.
Cool. Thanks, Ethan.
No problem.
I'd like to thank Ethan Page, All Ego Ethan Page, for stopping by and talking to me about WrestleMania weekend, the WWN Live experience. If you're in Dallas, Texas, make sure you go check out a couple shows. They're going to have a lot of shows, CZW, the WWN shows, Mercury Rising, Shimmer, Kaiju Big Battle,
go check out some WWN Live experience. All right, so I wanted to read you a couple excerpts from they did a release, like a press release, and I wanted to read you a little bit from the press release here. You guys ready for this? We give our most sincerest thank you to the fans at Evolve in Queens and Brooklyn last weekend. We set new attendance records in both Queens and Brooklyn. Thank you for making this happen. We will continue to set new records in Dallas. We are close to reaching a 1,000 fan advance for Evolve 59. This will be the first time Evolve breaks the 1,000 fan barrier. To celebrate, when we sell our 1,000th ticket, we will randomly draw a ticket order from Evolve 59 advance and give that fan a $100 merch credit. Thank you for letting us grow and present our brand of pro wrestling to you. Tickets are still available for the Evolve shows at morethanmania.com. Go ahead and buy them. I did this last year. What they do is they have to set it up to where it's going to ship, but it's not really going to ship, but they charge you $2 for shipping. I think it was $2. And then they refund you the shipping money and they hold the ticket to a will call. So if you buy any tickets to Evolve for WrestleMania weekend, that's kind of how it works. I did it last year. It's not a big deal. It sounds a little scary and confusing, but at the end of the day, it's a pretty simple process. So go ahead and check it out. Also, they're going to be honoring Terry Funk. They're going to be having a meet and greet barbecue for Terry Funk over the weekend. Go ahead and go to morethanmania.com if you want to find out more information and more details on that. I do want to get this, though. I want to read this part. Evolve 56 and 57, spoiler. So if you haven't seen Evolve 56 and 57 and you don't want spoilers, well, then I'm sorry. The Timothy Thatcher versus Matt Riddle Evolve title match ended in controversial fashion at Evolve 56. Riddle suffered his first loss abruptly after an inadverted low blow that the referee did not see. Thatcher used this moment of weakness to follow with a headbutt that KO'd Riddle. However, the former UFC fighter rebounded with his biggest career victory against Chris Hero at Evolve 57. It was Hero's first loss in WWN in almost a year. WWN officials have decided that Matt Riddle deserves a rematch, and it will be Evolve champion Timothy Thatcher versus Matt Riddle for the Evolve title at Evolve 58 on April 1st. In Dallas, Texas. There is, however, a very interesting twist in the Thatcher versus Riddle Evolve title match. Riddle had the nerve to call out William Regal last Sunday in Brooklyn. Riddle then basically demanded a WWE contract. William Regal told Matt Riddle that he needs to win the Evolve title first. This puts even more on the line and more pressure on the former UFC fighter. Another important title match has been signed for Evolve 58, and this one has a major stipulation. Anthony Nese and Caleb Conley have attacked Johnny Gargano on multiple occasions last weekend. The Premier Athlete brand has been a thorn in the side of Gargano and Galloway for a long time. Gargano and Galloway have had enough. They have agreed to defend the Evolve Tag Team titles versus the Premier Athlete brand, but only with a stipulation just signed for April 1st in Dallas. The Evolve Tag Team champions, Johnny Gargano and Drew Galloway, defending the titles against Anthony Nese and Caleb Conley with Soco Val and Andrea. If Nese and Conley lose, they can never team again. NXT General Manager William Regal made a historic announcement at Evolve 56. Regal announced that there would be qualifying matches for the WWE Global Cruiserweight Series all over the world. The qualifying matches in the United States will take place in Evolve. This further strengthens the WWE-WWN relationship and will create some unbelievable scenarios in the upcoming months. Many members of the Evolve roster are currently petitioning to be in these qualifying matches. The exact dates and locations of these qualifying matches will be determined soon. We are all in uncharted waters here. There is no telling what will happen next. It's pretty exciting. It's pretty exciting stuff. I'm really excited about the Global Cruiserweight Tournament, and I'm even more excited that they're going to have some of the qualifying matches take place at future Evolve shows. So here is the card for Evolve 58, Dallas, Texas, on April 1st, starting at 4 p.m. Timothy Thatcher defends the Evolve title versus Matt Riddle. Johnny Gargano and Drew Galloway defend the tag team titles against Anthony Nice and Caleb Conley with SoCalVal and Andrea. I can't say SoCalVal. SoCalVal and Andrea. If Nice and Conley lose, they can never team again. Zack Sabre Jr. versus Will Ospreay. Chris Hero and Tommy End versus Drew Gulak and Tracy Williams. Ricochet versus TJ Wilkins. Who's TJ Wilkins? I'm sorry. Ricochet versus TJ Perkins. Sami Callihan versus Ethan Page. And Marty Scurll versus Fred Yeh. Evolve 59, Dallas, Texas, April 2nd at noon. This show is like a, it looks like it's going to be a series of matches, USA versus Europe. Those are all the matches that were announced so far. There's more matches happening, but so far we have Ricochet versus Will Ospreay, Timothy Thatcher versus Marty Scurll, Zack Sabre Jr. versus Matt Riddle, TJ Perkins versus Tommy End, and the Evolve Tag Team match, the Evolve Tag Team title match, if they're still champions, Johnny Gargano and Drew Galloway defending against Drew Gulak and Tracy Williams, plus Chris Hero, Sami Callihan, Anthony Nice, Ethan Page, and more. The WWN Super Show, Mercury Rising, Dallas, Texas, April 2nd, 8 p.m. We're going to have a six-man tag main event of Kota Ibushi, Johnny Gargano, and TJ Perkins taking on Will Ospreay, Tommy End, and Marty Scurll. And if Timothy Thatcher is still champion at this point, he will be defending the Evolve Championship against Sami Callihan. Zack Sabre Jr. versus Chris Hero, Shine Championship champion Taylor Made will defend her title versus Ivelisse. FIP World Championship Fatal 4-Way. Caleb Conley defends versus Maxwell Chicago, Gary J, and Jason Cade. Also, Ethan Page versus Anthony Nice with SoCalVal and Andrea. Plus, Drew Gulak, Tracy Williams, Matt Riddle, and more. Ethan Page is excited about this match. He gets to face Anthony Nice. Anthony Nice has been taking some shots at Ethan Page. And Ethan Page, he got his all-ego bruised. And he wants himself a piece of Anthony Nice. So I'm pretty excited about this whole weekend. I'm probably going to get one or two of these shows on iPay-Per-View. And they're going to be really fun. They're going to be really awesome. Not to mention the NXT show, the WrestleMania show, and whatever else is happening. We know Raw after WrestleMania is going to be pretty exciting. So, yeah, so Evolve, go check it out. Get your tickets, still available at morethanmania.com. All right, let's kick it over to my conversation that I had with Mikey Zero. I'm sure you guys remember him. He's been on a few times before. We talk The Amazing Race. We talk Mr. Chainsaw Pro Wrestling. We talk about what he's up to these days. And we get into a little bit of WrestleMania stuff. So, ladies and gentlemen, wait no further. Here's my conversation with Mr. Mikey Zero. Ladies and gentlemen, I am here with former Amazing Race contestant, Mr. Chainsaw Pro Wrestling's own, Mikey Zero. How you doing, Mikey?
Pretty good. Never been better, actually. How about you?
I've been better. I've been worse, so I guess I'm doing pretty average.
There you go. In the middle. Can't complain about the middle.
It's always worse, you know. Always can be worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, so, So I guess real quick, just tell us about the Amazing Race that you did, whatever you can say.
Well, now officially, I'm not contracted by CBS anymore, so I can talk. I could write a tell-all book if I would like now. So, we were on season. My girlfriend and I were on season 26, which was last year. It was airing about this time, and you know, we made it around the world. We made fourth place all the way to the finale, and we kind of got cut short in Dallas, Texas. We were actually in AT&T Stadium. They shot me up to the top of the roof, and we did a little challenge there. And afterwards, we had to find a cab because we lost ours. And unfortunately, that cab didn't turn out to be the best cab driver in the world, and we were eliminated. But hey, we made fourth place on a race around the world on CBS. So it was a great experience.
Any cab driver that can pick you up from the top of AT&T Stadium is pretty good in my book.
Yeah. Well, we actually, like, we had great cabs around the world, like in Bangkok, Thailand, in Tokyo, Japan. There were great cab drivers everywhere. Got us where we needed to be. And then we finally get back into the States, and we're in Dallas, and a cab driver picks us up at the airport, takes us to AT&T Stadium, and he's like, I can't stay and wait for you guys. And we're like, you need to. Like, we will pay you hundreds of dollars and just stay there.
Like, run TV.
Like, huge. Yeah, we have a cameraman and an audio man for this is a race for $1 million. Like, he's like, no. I'm like, well, can you call someone from your company, have them wait here? And he's like, no, I can't do that. So, like, we had to rush out of AT&T Stadium, and like the area there, there's not a lot of cab traffic, you know. It's not in a huge populated area in, you know, a downtown city area or anything. So, like, I'm running down the highway, like, trying to find one cab, and we find it, and the guy just, like, he stopped to get gas, and he just really didn't care at all. And by the time we had got to the next challenge, through his driving skill, everybody had already passed, and we were eliminated. And unfortunately, we didn't win $1 million, but like I said, we traveled the world, we got fourth place, and we have this crazy vacation pretty much around the world that we can watch anytime. So it was a great.
Who needs home video? So awesome. You got that. So you got fourth place, and you traveled the world on CBS's dime. I mean, that's a dream come true.
Exactly. I mean, I can't complain about that at all. I mean, it was a great experience, and, you know, everything that came through on TV, we got a great edit by CBS. You know, they stayed true to who we were. They didn't, like, showcase. Because sometimes on these reality shows, they really like to showcase, like, somebody's weak points. And we actually got a really good edit to where they didn't, you know, they didn't bury us or make us look bad. And, you know, I can't be more grateful for that. We survived the reality TV show machine and we came out unscathed.
I guess you're lucky that it was The Amazing Race and not Tough Enough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sure. I've heard people say that they Tough Enough made them look pretty bad. Not the newest one, the one from 2011.
The one with Steve Austin as the host?
Yeah, yeah. I talked to a couple people off the record, and they're like, half the things I didn't do didn't make it on the show.
Yeah, they're very tricky in their editing. even on the race, I noticed there's certain little things where, like, even with us, they would add in little clips of me saying stuff, and, like, the camera wouldn't be aimed at my face. So, like, they would just splice in this audio, and I'm like, man, they really... This is a powerful tool. They can make anybody look however they want them to look. So, very lucky there.
Did it make you think about going into the TV business?
I don't know. It was pretty hectic in just seeing how the, you know, how everything is right. I mean, maybe in some aspects, but just a race around the world, the production that goes into that, and it's just insane. You know, you have thousands of people and all these locations across the planet. And it just seems like a fun job because you get to travel, but it seems like probably the most stressful job in the entire world. So I don't think you'll be seeing me in.
I'm like hoping to see Mikey Zero on Survivor sometime soon.
You never know. They do like to share their CBS likes to share from Survivor to Big Brother to The Amazing Race. Although we got left in the dark. They're doing a special Amazing Race edition of The Price is Right coming up in May, and they didn't even give us the call. We didn't Team Truck Stop Love didn't get the call to go on the Amazing Race Price is Right. And I was pretty bummed about that because I've always wanted to be on the Price is Right. But,
yeah, definitely. Okay. You should go in the crowd and just boo them, heckle them the whole night.
I should. I mean, you have to show me on camera. The crowd's not that big at the Price is Right. I can get some TV time.
And then they're like, oh, my God, that's Team Truck Stop. What are you doing here? Didn't work for this company. It could be like the Monday Night Wars all over again.
There we go. We just put our own Monday Night Wars into the CBS arsenal.
So what's new in the life of Mikey Zero?
Oh, I actually, late last year, I started getting into the radio business. And oddly enough, perfect timing, this Monday I signed my first full-time contract as a morning show producer and host. And I'm becoming an adult, I guess. An actual contract, a salary pay. Thank you.
Wow. So, that's what everybody's looking for these days.
Yeah, I'm like,
Did you go to school for broadcasting or radio, or how did you get into this?
I had no previous schooling or anything for radio. Basically, since I've been promoting wrestling, which has been about 10 years now, I've been going on radio and promoting. I had a friend that worked in radio up here in Michigan, and he would have me on his show, and the first time I went on, I was terrified. Like, I could not talk whatsoever. Oh my gosh, this is live. And I would go on, you know, a couple times a year, and I progressively got more comfortable behind the microphone. And one day we were talking about a show, and we did a whole in-studio argument and a fight, and right then I was like, this is the job I want to get into. And that was back in 2012, I believe. And last year when the race was on, there was another local station up here, and they interviewed us for the race. And the host one day, there's two hosts on the show, and one of them couldn't make it, and I got the call from the other host, hey, do you want to just fill in for the day? And I was like, sure. Yeah, I got nothing going on. I filled in, and the host was so impressed. He was like, well, I'm going to pitch you to the boss. I'm going to see what we can do. And I did a little bit of kind of interning. I would come in once, twice a week, go out and, you know, interview people on the streets and have wacky FM radio fun. And, you know, that led into me getting hired in there part-time. I was in there a couple days a week, and I handled the producing duties. I would book guests and do all that fun stuff. And I just had a meeting with my boss last week, and, you know, he offered me a full-time position, and he's been loving what I've been doing, and I was blown away. I couldn't believe that I was actually getting into a job where a year ago I had completely no experience whatsoever. And, you know, here I am a year later doing what I've wanted to do for many years now and doing it full time. It's my job. Like, I mean, the benefits and 401ks and adult stuff, and never would have pictured myself here. So it was a long journey, and I made it.
Nice. You're going to be on the radio every morning?
Yep, I'm going to be. It's 104.5 Bob FM, and it's a local radio station up in Traverse City, Michigan. And I'm going to be there Monday through Friday. We're on from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern time. I mean, guys, I believe you can stream us live on the website, 104.5BobFM.com. So, I mean, you're out in California, so it'd be super early.
I work graveyard, so you're going to be on at 3 a.m. my time or something like that. 2 a.m., I think.
There you go.
So maybe perfect. I can check it out one of these days.
Hey, you can stream us live on our website and then the TuneIn Radio app, and, yeah, check us out. And it's just a fun, wacky FM radio morning show.
Hey, so the bad guy, the new bad guy, Mikey Zero, is tied down with the 9-to-5. What does this mean for the future of Mr. Chainsaw Pro Wrestling?
Oh, we're still going strong. We're actually getting a show booked together right now. Although I am going to be cutting down the amount of shows. We were doing like 3 or 4 a year. But now I'm going to go ahead and do 2 bigger shows a year. So we have a big Battleground show, which I have been on the podcast before, and, you know, we've been talked about and we promoted. So now I'm going to have, like, it's going to be in May. We're going to have a big show. And then probably the end of August, early September, we're going to have another show. So I am cutting down the amount of shows a year, but the quality is going to go up for sure. So two big shows a year, we're going to bring in big names and, you know, just capitalize on what we've been doing. And now I can use the radio to, you know, reach the people locally that may like wrestling, but didn't know that Mr. Chainsaw Pro Wrestling was a thing. So I think it's going to be positive. It's going to be a plus for Mr. Chainsaw Pro Wrestling, and I'm super excited about that.
That's awesome. I don't know if you know this. I'm sure you do because you're behind the scenes of the wrestling promotion. On the Roku, there's a channel called Independent Wrestling, and it has Mr. Chainsaw Pro Wrestling section with the Seth Rollins versus
Jimmy Jacobs match.
Yeah, the Seth Rollins versus Jimmy Jacobs match is on there.
Oh, yeah, that was the guy who started that up. He reached out to us, I mean, probably a couple years ago now at this point, maybe a year or two ago. And, you know, he wanted to see if he could use his matches on the Indie Wrestling Channel. And we signed on right away. And we've actually been doing the last month or so some throwback Thursdays from old shows that were never released on DVD or released anywhere. And they're going to be on the Indie Wrestling Channel soon as they upload on Thursday. So, I mean, it's very convenient. It's an awesome thing. And I'm really glad to see them grow. They've been doing pretty well. I hear about the Indie Wrestling Channel all the time. And you can watch Seth Rollins as Tyler Black versus Jimmy Jacobs with Mick Foley there. It's like the biggest match I think that has ever been booked in Mr. Chainsaw Pro Wrestling. And, I mean, it was fantastic. It was a night that everything kind of came together. It was just awesome.
You know, it's funny, those two guys, Seth Rollins and Jimmy Jacobs, actually the three guys specifically, Mick Foley as well, those guys have just, they've gone on to super heights. Well, Mick Foley is already there. Seth Rollins went on to become WWE champion. In my opinion, one of the greatest champions in the modern day era. And Jimmy Jacobs, I don't know if he's still there. I haven't heard much, but I heard that he went to WWE on the creative side.
Yeah, yep. About a year ago, he got signed and he's been doing the creative deal. We have a few mutual friends that, you know, that do talk and I talk to. And I've heard, don't quote me on this, I don't want to like spread rumors or anything, but I heard that he's been handling some stuff with Ryback and the Social Outcast as of late. So, but he is still there and, you know, he's still kicking and I couldn't be happier for him. The dude's got the best mind that I've ever met in the wrestling business. And I think he should be like the sole writer. Like they should just, you know, okay, we're going to cut things down. There's like 26 writers there. Like, okay, we're going to cut it down. We're going to give Jacobs what he wants to do. And I believe he could, man, I think he could turn the product around tenfold. But I mean, obviously that's not the way things work up there, but regardless, I'm very happy for him. And it's awesome to see these, you know, I'd be kind of homegrown guys here that started Mr. Chainsaw Pro Wrestling go on and do awesome things.
You know, I kind of like the concept of the writers getting individual guys, like, you know, a couple of guys, like if Jimmy Jacobs is getting Ryback in the Social Outcast, he can focus on that a little bit. I just wish the writers had more freedom to kind of go with their vision, because it seems like I've heard people talk about, like, it's a stifling environment. And stuff like that. Like, there's one writer who was talking about how Vince McMahon always insisted he wants to be more like Lost, the TV show Lost.
Yeah.
And then the writer eventually quit because he just couldn't take the pressure cooker of the WWE, and he actually went and worked for Lost after that. And he was just like, it's more like Lost than Vince thinks, you know. But the difference is in the Lost writer's room, everybody's nurturing and everybody's supportive.
Yeah, that's the thing that has to be hard, you know. I mean, you have Vince McMahon, who's been around this business forever. And, you know, times have been changing, obviously. Everything's changing. But he's, you know, he's got his vision. And, you know, ultimately, you have to appeal to what he wants. And, I mean, I could see where it would be a very, very stressful job. But, I mean, at the same time, I guess if I were Vince McMahon and, you know, I've been doing this and making tons of money off of it forever, I can see where he is also, you know, I know what happens. I know what I want. I have this track record. Look at what's here. And I don't know, but I wouldn't want to work there as a writer. I don't think I could handle that stress. And that's why I do. Anybody that's on that writing team, kudos for hanging in there and sticking in there and following the dream. Cause
Yeah, definitely with Jimmy Jacobs the best.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you were stuck in Dallas. You were stuck at AT&T Stadium. Are you headed back there for WrestleMania?
No, I wish. I really wish. My girlfriend's little boy, he's been getting into wrestling, you know, over the past year or two now. And that's the one thing is he wants to go. And I'm like, you know, this is pretty much your only chance to see him wrestle nowadays is WrestleMania. And,
wait, I'm sorry, kind of broke up. Who did he want to see?
He wants to see The Undertaker.
Okay.
That's his favorite wrestler, and you know, and he really wants to go to a WrestleMania. A few weeks ago, we went to the Raw in Detroit where Shane McMahon came back, and we went to two house shows over the summer. And you know, and he's loves it. He loves the live events. And he just wants to go to a WrestleMania now, and I'd love to make it happen. But unfortunately, it's not going to be this year. But I mean, on the same token, that's kind of a good thing because the roster is very thin. You know, I would like to see my guy. I'd like to see Seth Rollins out there on the main stage. Unfortunately, not this year, but maybe next year. Maybe that'll be the year we get to go to Mania, and hopefully Undertaker hangs in there so we can see him live just one time before he hangs up those boots.
Yeah, his career's on the line. Well, his WrestleMania career's on the line. You want to run some quick picks before we get out of here?
Yeah, sounds good to me. Let's do it.
All right, well, let's start at the top and go our way down a little bit. Triple H, Roman Reigns, what do you think?
I think they want Roman Reigns. I think he is the guy, despite what the fans think. I believe that he's going to walk out as the champion. That's been the goal. I mean, the story over the past year. And if he doesn't, I mean, what do you do? Do you throw away that entire story of the authority, you know, screwing him over for the past year? Or do you just give him the title and hope for the best? I would like to see a heel turn from Roman Reigns. I'm sure a lot of people would. But I think they're going to try and use The Rock to get the crowd behind him, and I don't think it's going to happen, but I think he's going to walk out with the title.
Yeah, as do I. Dean Ambrose, Brock Lesnar, street fight.
That one's a tough one. I mean, Brock Lesnar has been, I mean, they booked him to be this unstoppable beast, but I mean, on the same token, Dean Ambrose has pretty much every feud that he's been in the past year, he's come up on the losing end. I mean, he needs to win one. The crowd's behind him. The crowd loves him. But, I mean, you can only lose so much before the crowd stops caring. And I think this would be a smart move. I think this would be the big one. You know, you give Dean Ambrose a big win over Lesnar. You know, you have a street fight, so there can be shenanigans involved. You know, you can use weapons or whatever. It doesn't need to be a clean pinfall, but I think if Dean Ambrose gets the big win here, that's what's going to solidify him in the crowd's eyes, as despite if he's got a title or not, the top guy. So I'm going to go with Ambrose on that.
Off the top of your head, can you remember Dean Ambrose winning a big pay-per-view match recently?
Not at all. Like, the only one maybe is Bray Wyatt, I believe. Didn't he feud with Wyatt for a bit? But I mean, you know, Rollins.
What did he do at SummerSlam? Do you remember?
I'm not sure. That may have been Bray Wyatt, the feud. Because I believe they feuded over the summer after the Rollins feud, I think.
It's sad that we have to go back that far.
I try to watch Raw every week and keep up with what's going on in WWE. And it's sad that I don't remember what's happened, you know, in the past year, because it's just unforgettable. Or unmemorable stuff. You know, I mean, you obviously, you know, I can tell you what Rollins did. I can do certain things that I remember, but I mean, the goal of the product has to be to take away one thing from the show. Like, what do you remember from this pay-per-view? What do you remember of this feud? I can't really remember anything Ambrose's been doing. You know, he's just been losing. And he lost a Survivor Series and in the tournament.
For sure he started losing at Survivor Series, yeah.
Yeah, he lost that. I mean, I think he had one win over Kevin Owens, maybe, for the Intercontinental title, but...
Oh, he did. You're right, in TLC, I think.
So, yeah, so that must have been his last hurrah, but it's just, you have the guy that the fans are behind 100%, loss after loss after loss, so I think at WrestleMania, he does need that win over Lesnar. And I think Lesnar does need that crack in his armor, you know, because you're going to eventually book it into a corner where it's like, okay, like, it's going to be unbelievable if anybody beats him. So I think this is time to pull the trigger and have Ambrose beat Lesnar.
Hell in a Cell, Shane McMahon versus The Undertaker. This is pretty much a talk of the town. If Shane McMahon wins, he gets control of Monday Night Raw. If Shane McMahon wins, Undertaker's done at WrestleMania.
Dude, this is a rough one. this one's completely... I want to think Shane wins. Otherwise, it seems like everything that's been building up to WrestleMania has just been filler. You know, oh, let's call up Shane and see if he'll do a match just to get it out of the way. But on the other token, you know, if Undertaker loses, he can't compete at WrestleMania. But I just don't know. This one's hard to call. I would, if there was a gun to my head and I had to choose, I would say Undertaker wins. And some sort of shenanigans are pulled to where Shane brings somebody up or somebody back or something goes on the next night on Raw. I don't think Shane just walks off into the sunset, because there was no rule that Shane had to leave if he lost. He just wouldn't have control over Monday Night Raw. So, and he still has that quote-unquote lockbox that he can expose to the world with Vince McMahon, what's in the lockbox. That hasn't been touched on, and I think they kind of want to lay that low, have Undertaker win, and then bring it back up to keep Shane relevant, not TV, because you just can't have Undertaker lose to Shane McMahon at WrestleMania and never compete at Mania again. It just seems too fast, too soon, too rushed, and too unbelievable. So I'm going to go with The Undertaker.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. But I feel like Shane has to win just because they've almost been promising us this change that we've been wanting so badly. And I feel like Shane winning is the only way to get, like, major change in the company.
That is true. I mean... You know, but in the history, I mean, it's pro wrestling, so you can work around things. So I think Shane doesn't necessarily have to win, but I think the next night on Raw will be a big. If Shane does lose, I think regardless, the next night on Raw, something big is going to happen that will change the company. I think that's going to be the big, you know, hey Vince, I have this over your head. This was what's in the lockbox. I'm telling the world. You know, maybe I've heard rumors of Bullet Club coming in, you know, something there. Maybe Shane takes the show hostage with the Bullet Club, or who knows. But I think Undertaker will win, and then the big change still will come without having Shane beat the Undertaker at Mania.
All right, last one. This one's my personal favorite. I've been waiting like 15 years for this match. It's happened 3 times now. This is going to be the 4th match. People are complaining about it, but I will watch this match 100 times if they wrestle 100 times. AJ Styles versus Chris Jericho.
Oh, that is probably the match I'm most looking forward to as well. I think AJ Styles is going to get the big WrestleMania win. You know, their other matches have been fantastic. AJ has just been tearing it up everywhere. Last week on Raw, he wrestled Kevin Owens. And that match was amazing. Like, it was a lackluster Raw, but that was an awesome match. And I think this is definitely going to be the best of their series. Of course, they're going to go all out. It's WrestleMania, AJ's first WrestleMania. Chris Jericho, I mean, he is getting older, but Jericho doesn't put on a bad match at WrestleMania, you know, let alone 90% of the time nowadays anyway. So I'm going to go with AJ Styles. You know, you give him the big WrestleMania win. Jericho can take some time off. You know, he's been around for a couple months now, quite a while. So I think AJ will get the big win and, you know, have his first WrestleMania moment on his first WrestleMania.
Yeah, I definitely look forward to that match. I really, really do. It's going to be awesome.
For sure.
Cool, Mikey. Well, thank you very much for making time to stop by. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me on. And, you know, maybe I can come back if you want me on a little bit closer. We're doing our Battleground show in May.
I'm sure we could do something definitely for Battleground. Before you go ahead and plug your radio show one more time and social media.
I'm the morning show producer for 104.5 Bob FM. The morning show called McCarty and Finster in the Morning. You can stream us live at 104.5bobfm.com. You can also find us on the TuneIn radio app. Just type in WZTC and it'll pop up. You can stream live. You can listen all day long if you want. Or, you know, whatever. We're also going to be unleashing a podcast at 104.5 Bob FM. They have a big craft beer show if you're a fan of craft beer. And the rumor that I'm going to try and push on management is that I'm going to try and do a little wrestling show and maybe a 90s show as well mixed in. And that will all be streamed live at 104.5BobFM.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Mikey Zero, MikeyZeroe. You can follow me on Instagram at MyBeardIsMyCopilot. And you can add me on Facebook, I guess. It's Facebook.com/MikeyZero. Again, MikeyZeroe. I think that's all I got.
Awesome.
I think that's all my social
Perfect.
Media nowadays.
Yeah, it's all there. Just Google Mikey Zero. You'll find him. He's
all right.
Important.
Somewhat.
Cool, Mikey. Thanks very much, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on again, man.
And boom, just like that, Funky San Medina comes right back to you. I'd like to thank Mikey Zero. I hope you've enjoyed the conversations that I had today with All Ego, Ethan Page, and Mr. Mikey Zero. Courtesy of Pro Wrestling Nation, everybody. So thank you guys for stopping by. Thank you to Ethan Page. Thank you to Mikey Zero. And let's get into some news, shall we? Hulk Hogan sued Gawker for $100 million. This lawsuit's been going on for quite a while now. As you know, he had that sex tape with Heather Clem, Bubba the Love Sponge's ex-wife. Current wife at the time, ex-wife now. There's a lot of speculation about this, but at the end of the day, he was awarded $115 million. There's going to be appeals. He may not get the whole $115 million, but hey, you know what? I'm sure he'll settle for $60 or $70 million. Why not, right? That's kind of all the time I want to give the Hulk Hogan porn tape, if you will. What else is going on in the wrestling news, you guys? Bobby Roode and Eric Young have both departed from TNA Wrestling. Bobby Roode recently went on to the Taz Show, and he talked about how he just felt like he's done everything he could in TNA Wrestling. There's nothing left for him to accomplish in the world of total nonstop action. Also, there's speculation that Roode, when he was in TNA, apparently he was really close to Terry Taylor, and now Terry Taylor's a bigwig for NXT, so there's rumors that he may go with Terry Taylor and go to NXT. I don't know about Eric Young, but I mean, if they could use a Bobby Roode, I'm sure they could use an Eric Young too. But see, Eric Young's already doing TV stuff. He has a reality show. He has a fishing show. I think he has two shows going on, Animal Planet or something. So Eric Young, I think he could probably, if he really wanted to, he could wrestle a little bit and make most of his living doing television. So good for them, you know. I'm sure they have a lot of stuff going on that they can just quit their jobs and go do other stuff. So good for them, and I hope that they move on to bigger and better things than what they were doing. Luke Harper apparently injured his leg last week on Raw. It was during the dark match. There's a video online of him holding his leg. So hopefully Luke Harper won't be out for very long. But who knows? WWE, everybody's injured these days. Sami Callihan signs to appear on Lucha Underground Season 3. So take that for what you will. Sami Callihan, Lucha Underground Season 3, which is pretty awesome. TMDK, Mikey Nichols and Shane Haste have officially been signed to WWE contracts. You know, it's weird because I remember about a year ago, there was rumors that they got signed, but then nothing kind of came of it. Like, they were saying, oh yeah, they got signed. And then I didn't hear anything, for a long, long time after that. But somehow, some way, it became official. So WWE has announced that they have signed TMDK, the Mighty Don't Kneel, Mikey Nichols and Shane Haste. These guys, they're staples in Pro Wrestling Noah. They've been around for a while doing the thing in Noah. And, they're young guys though. They're in their early 20s, like 22, 24, something like that. And, they have a lot of time to blossom, to develop, to learn. And, hopefully these guys go to NXT and they have one heck of a tag team run. I'm looking forward to it and I'm excited about it. Vader was hacked. Apparently his Twitter account was hacked by his ex-girlfriend, and she tweeted out a picture of his penis. And he went online, he apologized to people, and he said that his ex-girlfriend hacked his Twitter account, and there were some not-so-nice things posted. So if you're a fan of Vader, go check out his Twitter. I'm sure everything's been deleted by now, but I'm sure you can find it online somewhere. Yeah, crazy, right? And then here's my number one story. It's kind of the big story. We were all expecting Brie Bella to retire. She said she was probably going to retire over the summer, but her retirement has been pushed ahead. It looks like she's going to be retiring in April. Now, why is she going to be retiring in April instead of the summer, you ask? Well, let me go back a little bit. WWE has announced Daniel Bryan for a whole bunch of events, and they were going to have a Daniel Bryan celebration at Madison Square Garden. They were going to have a few other things on the road, and Daniel Bryan was going to be honored. Since then, the WWE has announced that Daniel Bryan has requested time off, and he will not be at the Madison Square Garden show, and he will not be on any of the shows that he was advertised for. Now, this is kind of strange why that would happen. I mean, he's not wrestling, right? Why would he need time off? Well, apparently in this article about Brie Bella retiring early, is because she needs to go and help him. Apparently he is dealing with some medical issues and really bad depression. And it's sad because, you know, all he loved his entire life was wrestling. And it was taken away from him. And I feel like he's at a place where he doesn't know anything else besides wrestling. And he's probably freaking out about it. And I hope he's okay. I wish him my best. And I hope that he gets through this rough time, because there is light at the end of the tunnel. And he does have a million options out there that he can do. And it's a sad time for him right now. And I'm glad that Brie is taking time off, or ultimately retiring, to go home and to be with him. Because, I mean, right now he probably needs all the support he can get. So, Daniel Bryan, you know, I wish you the best. Feel better. And Godspeed, my friend. All right, you guys, I think I'm going to cut it loose here. Go check out ProWrestlingTees.com/ProWrestlingNation. Pick up your very own Pro Wrestling Nation t-shirt so you can be cool just like me. Also, check out I'll Be On the 32 Days of Lingus. My friends, I use the term loosely. Over there at the Wrestlingus show, they're doing the 32 Days of Lingus, and I did a special podcast, a non-wrestling podcast for them, with my friend, a comedian, San Jose comedian, and we had a good time. We talked about mostly comedy and everything else that we felt like talking about. So go check that out. I'll let you know more specifics. I don't know when it's going to drop, but I did record it and I did email it to them, and I think it's a pretty good episode. It was fun. It was definitely a lot of fun to make. And I hope you guys have fun listening to it. Also, go ahead and, like I said, check out Gerwick.net, GERWECK, your number one source for pro wrestling news since 1997. Their amazing interview with Sean, X-Pac, the 123 Kid, Waltman. That was a good one. Also, Teddy Long, holla holla, playa playa. Go check out Teddy Long on the Gerwick Report podcast. And, until then, I will see you guys in the future, and enjoy WrestleMania if I don't talk to you before then, and peace out.